Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Gudmala Kapoor with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for final phase of Lok Sabha elections in West Bengal ends tonight. Electioneering for remaining 50 seats in 6 states and 1 union territory to continue till tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government is committed to welfare of the poor, farmers and women. Congress President Rahul Gandhi promises waiving off farmers' loans if party is voted to power. In Jammu and Kashmir, 6 terrorists killed and 1 army jawan martyred in separate encounters in Shopian and Pulwama. And Nepal urges Indian companies for more investment for mutual benefit. Campaigning for the final phase of Lok Sabha elections in West Bengal will end at 10 tonight for the remaining 9 seats a day ahead of the scheduled closing. Electioneering has been cancelled by the Election Commission in the state following Tuesday's violence in Kolkata during BJP President Amit Shah's roadshow. Campaigning for 50 constituencies spread over 6 states and 1 union territory will come to a close tomorrow evening. Polling for all 59 parliamentary constituencies will take place on Sunday. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to win over voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a public meeting at Mathurapur in the South 24 Parganas district and at Dumdum in the North 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. He said those involved in the act of vandalizing the statue of social reformer Ishwar Chandra Vidyasagar should be given exemplary punishment. A bust of 19th century reformer Vidyasagar was desecrated during the violence on Tuesday. Mr. Modi said the ruling Trinamool Congress is destroying the rich heritage and culture of Bengal and the entire country is witness to the happenings in the state during the last few days. The Prime Minister said TMC President and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is responsible for escalating the violence in West Bengal. He charged Ms. Banerjee of indulging in violence for vote bank politics.
चुनाव के दौरान ही यहां बीजेपी के अनेक कार्यकर्ताओं की हत्या की गई, अनेक कार्यकर्ताओं पर हमले हुए। लोकतंत्र में इस प्रकार के आचरण के लिए कोई जगह नहीं होती है, लेकिन दीदी लोकतंत्र की सारी मर्यादाओं की धज्जियां उड़ाने पर तुली हुई है।
Speaking at a rally in Mandir Bazaar, Ms. Mamata Banerjee accused BJP activists of destroying the heritage of the state. Our correspondent has filed this report.
As the campaign time cut short by the commission, major political parties carried out massive rallies and roadshows. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed 2 election rallies at Mathurapur in South 24 Paraganas and Dumdum in North 24 Paraganas district. The Trinamool Congress chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee took part in road shows in South Kolkata besides addressing rallies at Mathurapur and Diamond Harbour in South 24 Paraganas district. The CPIM General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri took part in road shows at Baranagar in North 24 Paraganas district, while State Congress President Somen Mitra addressed election rally at South Kolkata. Arijit Chakraborty, AIR News, Kolkata.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed rallies at Mirzapur, Chandauli and Mau in Uttar Pradesh. He said the NDA government fought terrorism and Naxalism resolutely and has ensured a corruption-free government. He accused the previous governments of the Samajwadi Party, BSP and the Congress of closing sugar mills in the state and destroying the carpet industry. He said the NDA government is committed to the welfare of the poor, of farmers and women. Mr. Modi said the government worked on the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. He said BJP's policy on terrorism is very clear and it will never compromise with the safety of soldiers. BJP President Amit Shah held rallies at Maharajganj, Salimpur, Balia and Deoria in Uttar Pradesh. He said the Ayushman Bharat scheme of the centre has benefited 26 lakh people. The BJP chief said the NDA government tried to improve the living standards of 50 crore people of the country. He also held a roadshow in Gorakhpur. Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned at Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh and at Patna in Bihar. He said if voted to power, the party will waive off the farmers' loans and will implement the NYAY scheme, which will give a jump start to the Indian economy and generate employment for the people.
NYAY Yojana lakhon yuvaon ko rozgar dilwayegi, factories chalu hongi, dukaanein shuru hongi, yuvaon ko rozgar milega. Ek saal ke andar 22 lakh sarkari naukriyan hum aapke hawale kar denge. 10 lakh yuvaon ko Hindustan ki sarkar panchayaton mein rozgar de degi.
The Congress president said demonetization has ruined the economy and business. Campaigning at Maharajganj in Uttar Pradesh, Party General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said the BJP government cannot be trusted again as it failed to keep up its earlier promises. She promised that the Congress will fill vacant posts in government departments if it comes to power. Bahujan Samaj Party President Mayawati and Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav held a joint rally of the BSP-SP alliance in Varanasi. Ms. Mayawati said the Narendra Modi government failed to fulfill the promises it made in 2014. Ms. Mayawati said the SP and BSP exist today because the Congress didn't work sincerely for the welfare of Dalits.
कांग्रेस पार्टी ने अपनी पूरी ईमानदारी निष्ठा से कार्य किया होता तो फिर हमें बहुजन समाज पार्टी व समाजवादी पार्टी बनाने की जरूरत नहीं पड़ती जो पूरे देश की जनता का हर स्तर पर शोषण व उत्पीड़न आदि हो रहा है ये भी होता हुआ नजर नहीं आता.
Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi had promised to turn Kashi into the Japanese city of Kyoto, but there has been no improvement. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh addressed rallies at Kullu district in Himachal Pradesh and Shaheed Bhagat Singh Nagar district in Punjab. He said the NDA government was successful in curbing corruption and contained inflation to a great extent. Actor turned politician and BJP candidate from Gurdaspur, Sunny Deol, held a rally at Batala and conducted a roadshow in Bathinda in Punjab. Congress leader and Punjab Chief Minister, Captain Amarinder Singh, addressed a rally at Zirakpur. AAP National Convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal conducted a roadshow at Faridkot. Our Bhopal correspondent reports that electioneering is in full swing in Madhya Pradesh.
Addressing the gathering at Shujalpur and Satwas, Union Minister Smriti Irani said that Congress is a party of corrupt and dishonest people, while Chief Minister Kamal Nath has reiterated that after the Lok Sabha elections, we will waive off the loan up to ₹2 lakh of every farmer. Union Minister Narendra Singh Tomar, BJP Vice President Shivraj Singh Chauhan, State BJP President Rakesh Singh and Senior Congress Leader Digvijay Singh, former State President Arun Yadav, Agriculture Minister Sachin Yadav also addressed many public meetings in Malwa Nimad region. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
The seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will cover 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 13 in Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 each in Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, all 4 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and the lone seat of Chandigarh. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4.05 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
The BJP today approached the Election Commission, alleging that the Trinamool Congress is instigating violence in West Bengal. A party delegation comprising Union Ministers Prakash Javrekar, Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi and Vijay Goyal met the poll panel and raised the matter. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Javrekar said the Commission needs to take tougher measures so that elections can take place in a peaceful, free and fair manner in the state. He said the BJP has evidence that a few state police personnel are affecting the electoral procedure. A multi-party delegation consisting of Abhishek Manu Singhvi and Rajiv Shukla of the Congress K. Ramamohan Rao and C. N. Ramesh of the TDP and Sanjay Singh of the ARP today met the Election Commission over the West Bengal issue. Talking to media after meeting the Election Commission, Abhishek Singhvi said the delegation had met the EC over ending the election campaign in West Bengal 20 hours early. He said the BJP should be held responsible for the violence in West Bengal. Mr. Singhvi also demanded transfer of the Rai Bareilly SP for what he called favouring the BJP candidate there. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
होगा न्याय कांग्रेस को वोट दे
हर किसान का अभिमान न्याय नौजवानों का यार न्याय बहन बेटियों का सम्मान न्याय हर घर की
होगा न्याय कांग्रेस को वोट दे
In Jammu and Kashmir, six terrorists were killed and one army jawan martyred in separate encounters in Shopian and Pulwama today. Three terrorists were killed in an encounter with a joint team of the security forces in Hindu area of Shopian district early this evening. Security sources identified the slain terrorist as a Hizbul Mujahideen cadre. And earlier today, three Jaish-e-Mohammed terrorists, including a Pakistani national, were killed in a pre-dawn encounter in Dalipura village of Pulwama district. A soldier was martyred in the encounter. A civilian was also killed in the exchange of fire. Talking to AIR News, State Director General of Police Dilbagh Singh said that huge quantities of arms and ammunition were recovered during the operations.
Today, early in the morning, an operation was launched in Pulwama district in which three militants were neutralized. Two of them have been identified to be local and one from Pakistan. All three belong to Jaish-e-Mohammed and a huge quantity of arms and ammunition was recovered from their possession. Today in the afternoon, also another operation was launched in Shopian district wherein three militants have been killed. A large quantity of arms and ammunition has been recovered from their possession.
The Assam police say they have almost cracked the bomb blast case which occurred in Guwahati last night. Informing this, Commissioner of Police Guwahati, Deepak Kumar, said that two persons, including an Alpha terrorist, have been arrested today. He said two to three more miscreants are involved in the case and a police investigation is on to nab them. He said that those arrested were working as sleeper cells of the band Alpha in Guwahati. Nepal has urged Indian companies for more investment in the Himalayan nation owing to the existing political stability that can pave the way for a perfect atmosphere of mutual business growth. Speaking at the closing ceremony of the two-day Nepal-India Franchise Investment Expo and Conclave in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Yuvraj Kathiwara said there is a big scope for investment in the country from both domestic as well as foreign investors. He also said Nepal's youth should venture into their own businesses by forging franchise collaborations with the renowned companies of India instead of searching for employment opportunities in foreign countries. And now, before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for the final phase of Lok Sabha elections in West Bengal ends tonight. Electioneering for remaining 50 seats in six states and one union territory to continue till tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the NDA government is committed to the welfare of the poor, of farmers and women. Congress President Rahul Gandhi promises waiving off of farmers' loans if party is voted to power. In Jammu and Kashmir, six terrorists killed and one army jawan martyred in separate encounters in Shopian and Pulwama. And Nepal urges Indian companies for more investments for mutual benefit. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.